The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
You're strong as a mountain, tall as a tree, smile like the sun and eyes like the sea. I'll say, hey, big boy. Hey, down here, yeah, I'm talking to you, big boy. Big boy, this little girl's got a big crush on me.
Foot tall, but a hell of a voice. Opening up the Raven and the Blues, Little Rachel, otherwise half of the Casey Sisters, as was Rachel Fenton, and that's an album she made with a really great Spanish band called the Lazy Jumpers, who we featured before on the programme. I think recorded back about the end of 2005 when she was out doing, actually it may have just been coincidence, perhaps they did some live dates while she was recording the album in Spain, but recorded near Barcelona, and the album's been out about 6 months. The album is called There's a New Miss Rhythm in Town. Great stuff. It is the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on FM, and of course AM in the Falklands, where it's early on a Friday afternoon. It's just gone 7 o'clock at night on the eastern coast of the USA on Skybird Radio. And of course, if it's an MP3, it could be any time you like. Lots of emails to mention, and we have a live guest this week. Well, kind of. I'm not actually talking to you directly live. I'm the show's going out now. I'm on the Isle of Wight. Tomorrow is the Round the Island race. I think it's one of the biggest sailing races in the world. 1,600 boats or thereabouts of all types, from about, you know, 18 footers worth a couple of thousand pounds up to 100 footers worth millions of pounds, all set off over about a 2 hour period and race round the Isle of Wight. It all depends on tides and also on the wind. Last year we were becalmed and spent most of the day going backwards until eventually we just gave up along with about 1,000 others and went into Yarmouth Harbour and had a good afternoon. So that's the reason why I sort of mentioned this. And earlier in the week, Jeff Lang was my guest. Jeff's from Australia. We featured him before on the show. He's here in the UK. He's at Glastonbury this weekend. And he came and recorded a session. Now, I must have done, 30 sessions? And I do lots and lots of other recordings, not just for the Raven and the Blues, but for other clients and things. And this is the first time one's failed. It's sort of what we'll hear a little bit later on. We'll get about 8.5 minutes in, and his first number, great, great track, which he did with Chris Whitley a couple of years ago, that sort of stutters. And then at the end of it, all the recording goes awful. Absolutely awful. So, when I was listening to it, I'm going to try and salvage what I can. But I'll tell you more a bit later on. But anyway, so we will have Jeff Lang as our guest, kind of truncated, and some extra tracks from him. Let's move on from Little Rachel to Coco Montoya and the album Dirty Deal. And this is It's All Your Fault.
this way. It's all your fault. Things had to be this way. Again someday. It brings sorrow to my heart. Lord, the tears all that fall from my eyes. It brings sorrow to my heart. Lord, the tears that fall from my eyes. Just hang my head and cry. Why do you leave me? Oh, why do you have to go? I said, why do you leave me, baby? Yeah. Oh, tell me why you have to go.
powerful stuff on lead guitar and vocals, Coco Montoya. His album, which has been out about 6 months, called Dirty Deal, and that is Lowell Fulson's original, and it's all your fault. And talking of live guests, coming up in a couple of weeks' time when he's doing the Boom Boom Club in Sutton, and so I'm hoping that we can actually do the whole thing, an interview and then a trip down to the Boom Boom Club, which is only about 15 or 20 miles away, run by a guy called Pete Feenstra, is Ian Parker. Last time he was here, he was with Blues Pilgrimage, which was back in January of last year, with Ainsley Lister and Erha Littinen, but he's coming on his own to promote his new album, which is Where I Belong. We've featured quite a few tracks from it. Here is the third one so far. This is called Sweet Singing Siren.
Sweet singing sirens luring me to watch the rocks. Sweet singing sirens. Send you to hell. Sweet singing sirens, you'll make a good man fall. Don't need nobody to show me right from wrong. My happy home will keep me trouble from my door. We'll be right back.
Ian Parker, taken from his album Where I Belong. That's called Sweet Singing Sirens. And I'm just looking at the calendar here to see when Ian's going to be here. Oh, it's about a week's time, that's all. Yeah. So you'll be hearing Ian on the first show of July. That's on Friday, the 6th of July, a live interview. And also in July, looking forward to it enormously. In about 4 weeks' time, in fact, I will not be here as well. I won't be on the Isle of Wight, though. In 4 weeks' time, I'll be in Singes in Portugal. There's a world music festival which goes on for a week, and I'm going to be there. And the show on the Friday of that, the 28th, I think it is going to be come entirely from that World Music Festival, and it will include this next gentleman. He was last here about 8 months ago. He's from Canada. His name is Harry Manx, and hopefully he'll be part of that show, because he's going to be coming from Canada down to Portugal. This is a track taken from his latest album, which is just so, so good. It's called In Good We Trust, and it's Kevin Bright and Harry Manx together. First track on it. This is I'm on Fire. By Bruce Springsteen, you may have guessed that because it may sound familiar to you, featuring Harry Manx on vocals and also a guitar he made himself out of a cigar box and also kick drums too, and Kevin Bright on bouzouki and electric tambura, and also the feedback guitar and background vocals. The album is In Good We Trust. It's newish out, and it's on Stony Plain Records, and it's not all like that. It's a real mix of different types of, because they're both such fine guitarists and instrumentalists, and so they just literally just play so well together. It really is. We're going to be looking forward to featuring more and more of that. Whether you'll be doing any of that in Sinjas in Portugal remains to be seen, but that's in 4 weeks' time. Okay, our guest this week, Jeff Lang, will be along in about 10 minutes' time. Let's go to the New York Sessions. Fine harmonica player Mikey Jr., together with the band The Stone Cold Blues. And here he is with Junior Wells' original, Snatch It Back. Featuring Pete Kane on Hammond, sounding really fine, and Mikey Jr. on vocals and harmonica. That's a Stone Cold Blues band together with Mikey, the 420 Sessions, and that is Snatch It Back. This is The Raven and the Blues, Complete Contrast, and the album that's been out a month or so now from Hans Taysink, Slow Train. I've mentioned before, but I'll tell you again, Hans really wanted to get some really accurate and clean sounds. Didn't want to use any electronics at all for reverb, and so found this wonderful house and laid miles and miles of cables because each room had a different sound and feel to it, and collectively their hands and the rest of the people making the album would move, if you like, from room to room to get the sound right. So with that in mind, and bearing in mind there are no electronic twiddly bits with this at all, it's just purely as recorded, Hans Taysink. Slow Train the album, and this is called When Luther Played the Blues.
Some heavenly blues. Saw you standing in the spotlight. You smiled and I felt closeness. Reached out my hand but you were gone. I felt sweet inspiration. Woke up and wrote you a song. The blues was your church. You and invited us in. Your blues are universal language. No matter what color your skin, you taught us stand together, people, instead of being apart. You preach healing blues power. It came straight from the heart. If there ever was a preacher preaching the blues, if there ever was a teacher that could fill out his shoes, there were no boundaries, no limits when Luther played the blues. Preaching the blues, if there ever was a teacher that could fill out his shoes. There was no boundaries, no limits when Luther played a blues.
In southern Germany, on the border with Austria, Hans and the rest of the guys drove up from Vienna, and that was recorded in the various rooms, hundreds of miles of multi-core cable, and it's a lovely... If you're listening on loudspeakers and have a chance to go back to listen again, or if it's an MP3 you're listening to now, just wind it back, put some headphones in, and listen to that. Great, when Luther played the blues. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on FM across the world, on AM in the Falkland Islands, and of course, on earbuds of your choice, of your MP3 player of choice. It's a live guest time. I made a long journey, but I think you're in the UK for a while. Jeff Lang, welcome to the programme.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Dave.
How long are you in the... It's a full European tour, isn't it, you're doing?
Well, actually, it's mostly in the UK, and right. Just a brief stopover in Germany at the very end. So, mostly in the UK, and it's a month-long trip.
I looked at your touring schedule. You don't go home much, do you?
Try and balance it, you know. It's good to actually, you know, try and get home as much as you're away. So I try, but these last few months are pretty full on with being away. But then the second half of the year, there's not much.
Really? I mean, I looked at quite a few. I just thought there seemed to be quite a few gigs in Australia and things, which is such a big country, you know. And
we did a quick lap last month around Australia with me and the band who were playing with me, and better to fly some of those places. You don't yes. want to be driving to Perth for two shows.
Have you always been a road warrior in that respect? Or did you start off just by staying kind of local-ish?
I actually even, like, it's almost felt like a calling to go and travel around. I mean, when I was playing in just, you know, cover bands and things like that when I was 17 and 18, I just had this real feeling of, like, I was probably just from reading interviews and getting a bit of a... Not even a romantic idea of it, just, you know, reading about people doing loads of one-night gigs and travelling between places, and I just started feeling like that's what I should be doing, and it felt strange to be, you know, back at home or something, you know, at my parents' place, and after playing a show, I felt like I should be sitting in some hotel room about to go to bed, you know, and go somewhere else the next day, and it just felt like a natural thing to do, and I had to sort of test it out, of course. I got a chance to go on the road with a band called Chain, who were like a blues band, and they did a big sort of lap of Australia over 3 months, and that was I played guitar with them on that tour, and it was a chance to test out whether I actually would like doing it or whether it was just a romantic idea, and I just never really looked back. As soon as that tour finished, I moved up to Sydney and then just started touring pretty much relentlessly for years.
Has it always been blues?
No, not really, no. Especially seeing as, you know, I think of what I do as like a songwriter who's influenced by blues along with other things. So, you know, in the interest of just being honest about what you do, it doesn't feel like it would be an accurate representation to say, oh, yeah, I'm a blues musician. It's certainly a part of it.
But... Yeah, I phrased it badly because to me, you are lots of different types and influences.
Yeah, and you just, I mean, especially since I started writing songs, that was where it kind of synthesized into whatever the hell it is that I do. You know, because I think, you know, if you're influenced and inspired by all sorts of things, if you allow it to just come out naturally, then that stuff will be in there. So there's, you know, there's blues music and there's rock and roll and there's definitely a healthy dose of sort of British Isles folk music
yes.
mixed in there, and various kind of world music aspects as well, and country music and things like that. It all, you know, gets kind of mixed into the stew. Mm.
You're often compared with people like Richard Thompson and things, and is that because presumably your musical genre is just so wide and covers all those sort of bases?
Well, and, you know, they're people who have influenced me too, you know, guys like Tom Waits and Bob Dylan, Ry Cooder, Richard Thompson, they're all, you know, Bert Jansch, they're people who've influenced me. But the idea is to transcend your influences ultimately, and you know, where, you know, you hear someone and you hear echoes of other things that have influenced them, but hopefully doesn't sound exactly the same as, otherwise, you know, it's redundant because you could just listen to them. Mm. So the idea is to transcend those influences and start speaking with your own voice, with the understanding of music and you know, the musical language that you've gleaned from all the years of being inspired by all these great musicians.
Your CD list is about, what, 12 albums you've made now, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
And I also know, reading on the research before you came here, generally speaking, you're renowned for not having a set list, and the people who actually follow you are sort of our long discussions about what you did play and what you didn't. So have you kind of thought through what you're going to be doing for us today?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a thing. I mean, you know, usually it's down to, like, groups of material on the instruments themselves, so I usually will have, like, a lap steel of some description and a regular acoustic guitar and then a guitar for bottleneck slide stuff. And there's various batches of material that work best on those instruments. And, you know, I might decide to start with one particular instrument, then pick a song to start with, and, you know, in the case of a gig, and then just kind of go with the flow from there. It's usually kind of obvious what would be the, you know, the best song to play next based on where your head's at that moment.
And where the crowd are too, I guess.
Yeah, it's part of it, yeah, like what seems to be the right approach for that night. It's not really a matter of, like, oh, they like rowdy stuff, we'll just stay rowdy the whole time. But, yeah, it's just got a kind of a natural flow to it. When it's a good night, when it's, you know, when it's not flowing quite so easily, then sometimes it can feel like a bit of a struggle to pick what on earth to play next. And that's where sometimes interesting cover songs might come into play, you know, because you're just sort of thinking, I don't know what to play next. I'll just play this song by this person. That'd be fun. I'm sure I can remember the words. I mean, sometimes it's more ordered than that too. I mean, I just did a tour with a three-piece band, and even though they're the sort of guys who can easily follow wherever you might want to go, it just felt like the thing to do on that tour to have more of a concrete set list. But usually it feels like it would be impossible to sit down at the start of the night and plan what the best possible thing to do would be. And even in those sort of gigs, usually there's a couple of songs that'll get dropped during the night where you think, that's not the way to go right here. So yeah, I just sort of figure most of the time, especially solo or in two-piece gigs, like in the UK, I've got Grant Comerford playing bass with me on the shows, and you know, when it's just the two of us, we can usually just wing it.
You're on your own today. What are we going to start with?
Might do a song here that was on the collaboration I did with Chris Whitley called Dislocation Blues, and this song is 12,000 Miles. Drag my heels, these streets are damp. Crack the seal, let me burn my plans. Scrape a skin, sweet girl, understand I will wait for you down in Beulah Land. Hear the whisper, do you follow the sound? Cipher blowing through the edge of town. Me, I'm a mole digging underground. I will shake foundation, tear the building down. Words and wine, more than you can stand. Paper bills passing through my hand. Eyes and heels could blister on the sand. Won't you take my call, let me be your man. Thank you.
that's where it all started to go terribly wrong. You probably heard in the final few seconds there, the track jumped, or at least skipped, quite about, about a minute of 12,000 miles before it came back. I queried at the time and sort of said, I think it's okay. And then I started recording again, not realising actually it was recording with distortion, like this.
You mentioned Chris Whitley there, and something I was going to come to a little bit later in the conversation. You called with him about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And so 45 minutes later, and three more tracks and lots more conversation about Glastonbury, about other music, about Chris Whitley, the whole thing. We finish. I thank Jeff. We load the guitars away, and he goes. And then I sit down and start to listen to it and realise how it's most of it. It's not as distorted as that, but it's distorted enough that I definitely couldn't, I wouldn't dream of using the music. It would be an insult. And the conversation, some of it's listenable to, other bits not. I'm going to see if I can put it through some sort of filter and clean it up, but I'm really sorry on behalf of all the Jeff Lang fans. And we'll get him back, I promise you, either before he heads back to Australia on his way back from Germany, or possibly the next time he comes to the UK. But here's a number that he did live, and we're going to have to play it now off the album. This is off the Whatever Makes You Happy, his new album, and this is called Rejected Novelist Fails Again.
Any old dross, they turn their nose up at me. It was literature's loss. It's amazing you can carry a sledgehammer down the street. Pass security without missing a beat. Such a clear blue sky and lunch. Manual and I picked my due. I'm following a plan at the striking of noon. The hammer rings the bell on every bonnet and trunk. The crunching of murk windshields, well, it's making me drunk.
But I hear an ambulance siren coming way too soon. Don't let them come for me. It's not supposed to be this way.
Rejected novelist Fails Again, taken from his new album Whatever Makes You Happy, recorded a couple of years ago in Australia and just released here in Europe and across in the States. That's Jeff Lang. What I'm going to do when I get back from the Isle of Wight is early next week. I've got loads of bits of audio software. I'm going to put the recording I've done through it, and if nothing else, get the interview. I wouldn't want to use the music because I think I'll never get that too clean. But to at least put the interview so fans of Jeff Lang, you can listen to it, and we'll put a link on the website when eventually it's done. And apologies to Jeff, and just one of those things. Okay, emails. I haven't mentioned people for ages. Dick Paul Denos, who's in the Netherlands. Houseboats and Blues, we have similar things in common. Karen Banks, haven't heard from you for a while, Karen, but you've been away, and thanks for your kind email. And we'll take one more on this batch, I think, and that's from John Vaccaro, talking about the Matt Schofield Trio. And thanks again for your kind comments. If you want to drop me an email, it's dave.raven@bfbs.com, dave.raven@bfbs.com, and bfbs.com/R&B is the website where you'll find links to everybody, a photograph taken here of Jeff Lang, and all sorts of other things besides. Let's bring on the band The Blues Disciples from their album Under Construction. This is called Blues Machine.
But when you hear him play the blues, you want to hear it all.
Band are out of the Midwest, Milwaukee region, and they're called the Blues Disciples, effectively Barefoot Jimmy Schwartz, Kent the Colonel Knapp, the two main founders, and then Paul Stillin on guitar. They have other guests as well who join them for different tracks on the album. The album is called Under Construction, and I think you can get it direct from their website, from the Land of Blues. And talking about the Midwest, Ron Herter of the Great Northern Blues Society, thank you for your kind email, and good to see that they're getting played on, not just on this programme, but also lots of other podcasts too. And don't forget, if you don't subscribe to any of the other blues shows, there are many of them, half a dozen now, some really fine blues programs, all of us playing the blues, but all of us doing it a little bit differently, really. I think you'll find a big difference in between Murphy, Austin Riff's Bandana Blues with Beardo and Spinner, and Tony Styler Dennison with the Roadhouse Blues. Many of us are playing the same albums, but just somehow the way it's all put together gives you a whole raft of variety and about 6 to 8 hours of blues every week if you want to listen to it. Okay, we've mentioned the email address, mentioned the website, that's bfbs.com/R&B. Let's close with somebody who we haven't featured for a while on the programme. His name is Tom Doty, really, really fine guitarist out of here in the UK. And this track was just such a lovely one to finish with. I thought it made so much sense. From the album Running Free, Tom Doty, and here he is. I think it's the first time we've had Cole Porter on the programme, and this is Every Time We Say Goodbye. Until next week, goodbye.